In ceremonies on the lawn in front of Anderson Hall on the Kansas State campus, University President Dr. Kirk Schultz told a fundraising audience that the journey toward the 2025 vision took another huge step forward with the public launch of the Innovation and Inspiration Campaign. The president said the tremendous generosity of alumni and friends who believe in Kansas State University's future is truly the foundation for our success and the inspiration for this historic campaign. Dr. Schultz says the effort to raise the money began 5 years ago.
When you first start those, you sort of do a little bit of an environmental scan. You talk to a lot of potential donors and current donors and have some conversations about, hey, if we put the right things in front of you, what might you do? You add all that up and then you come up with a number that you think you can raise. And so we did all that this last time. We came up with about $1 billion for Kansas State. And that scared a lot of people because our last campaign raised about a little over $500 million. And so to say, hey, in the same period of time, we're going to go back to a lot of the same people. We're going to raise twice as much money. You sort of don't know what people are thinking. But we did that, and what happened is we brought a lot of new donors on board, and now we're 5 years in. We've eclipsed $766 million raised towards that billion-dollar goal with, about 3.5 years left. And so if we continue to work hard, we should easily be able to make a billion-dollar goal for Kansas State.
So when you say new donors,
right,
you're getting money from the old donors again?
Mm-hmm.
Give me some idea when you say a new donor, what kind of person you had to go to.
The easiest money in terms of fundraising to get is somebody who's already supporting you. That's counterintuitive. Most of the time people think, well, if somebody's already giving you money, they're not going to give you more. But what happens is people invest resources and then they like what they see, and then they're willing to do that a little bit more. And a case in point is the Vanier family, who have supported Kansas State University for decades. But they came through with an extraordinarily large $60 million gift to the university as part of this campaign. And so that's somebody who'd been given for a long time and still will continue to support K-State. Now, on the other hand, we have a lot of half our alumni live in state, half live out of state, particularly folks that live outside the state and aren't back for football. If they don't have any relatives back in the state of Kansas, they're not back there. And it's incumbent on us to go out and visit with them, talk about what the university's doing. And some of those, when we talk about new donors, are folks that may have had relatively little connectivity with the university over since they graduated. And we've re-engaged them, a lot of times gotten them back onto campus, and those are folks that we that have expanded the number of individuals supporting the university.
Is there a competition between, say, the university and athletics fundraising?
Yes and no. Okay, let me give a clear answer to that. We have at Kansas State, we're fortunate enough to have the huge majority of our donors support the university, athletics and academics. Previous institutions where I worked at had maybe a set of people that just exclusively supported athletics with very large gifts. We just don't have that here. We tend to have people that support academics and athletics together. The Vanier gift, the $60 million gift, $40 million went for academic programming, scholarships, professorships, academic things. $20 million went for the football complex. So when people will go, you know, is there competition between the two? I don't look upon it that way, but you can always look and say, well, gee, if we didn't have these gifts all going to athletics, just think of how much more money we would have. And the fact of the matter is people want to see the university be successful. So we continue to put great projects out there, but we don't have this large group of people that are supporting and spending millions of dollars with just athletics that are not supporting our College of Business, engineering, human ecology, education, things like that.
What kind of an impact has the current state of affairs in Kansas had, the lack of money and all of this, on people's giving? Do they see we've got a problem that we need to help out, or do they just give because they would normally give?
It's a mixture of different sorts of things. I mean, when we sit down with anybody, if the pitch is the state's not giving us much money, we need you to kind of fill it in, that's almost a no-go from the beginning. Now, People want to give to excellence. They want to see us be able to do things differently. Or so if they give an endowed chair, as an example. They want to see some faculty member have some extra resources to work with students to make sure that their salary is appropriate, things like that. And generally, I have yet to have somebody that says, we're going to give it for Kirk. It's given to the Department of Civil Engineering to support a civil engineering faculty member the university chooses. We've had some students that we've increased the amount of scholarship money that we can give out on a merit basis by millions of dollars in the campaign. So we've got a bunch of students impacted that way. So lots of different things.
It seems like we can get money for buildings. We've got construction going up all over campus.
Yeah.
We laughed about trying to find the way around campus and through the construction. Is it easier to get money for buildings, or is it easier to get money for scholarships?
That's a great question, and the answer is it all depends on the individual that's giving us the money. There are sometimes people that like to see bricks and mortar projects. They like to see something tangible and go up and touch. There are other people that says, I think somebody else needs to do bricks and mortar. I don't want to see my name up anywhere. I want to give money for scholarships or a faculty member or something like that. So it's actually, and if people are out there watching this, you know, think about your own giving to whatever types of things people give to. You know, sometimes within a church environment, people would say, you know, I don't really care that we got to build a new wing on the church. I want to support X, Y, or Z. So it's the same thing with our donors to the university. It all depends on their personal background and interests. My job as president is to sit down and say, Richard, what kind of things are you interested in supporting at the institution? And when you say, well, here's some things I'm interested in doing, we then need to bring projects and ideas that largely come from our faculty to that person and help get them, you know, kind of enmeshed with the idea, get buy-in. And then we have to ask them for enough money to actually do what they'd like to accomplish. And that's the thing that we've changed a lot in 7 or 8 years. You can say, well, Kirk, I think we need to do this in this particular program and add this option. I can't say, well, for $1,000, we're going to do that. And you give me $1,000, and I go, well, it really cost $100,000. You know, if we're going to talk about doing something, we need to make sure we secure enough resources to execute and do what the donor and us and have talked about.
But I would assume you would take $1,000.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and that's the thing that also people need to remember is it's easy when you read about some $1 million, $10 million, $50 million gift to think, you know, I give $200, you know, does that really make a difference? And interestingly, my wife and I are giving on campus. You know, we support some of the programs that may not have a lot of really significant donors behind there, you know, women's studies and other things like that, where those dollars can go a long, long ways. And so whether it's $50 or $50 million, it all adds up and makes a big difference.
You talked about women's studies. Give me some idea then of some specific areas where this $1 billion is going to be headed.
Yeah, and again, when people sort of see that, I just want to remind everybody, there's not $1 billion that sits in the president's office that we get to divvy and choose out. I mean, people decide when they're going to give money to the university what they'd like to support. And so money kind of flows in that direction. We've increased the number of endowed chairs and professorships, for example, by 25 or 30 over the course of the campaign. So we'll be making some announcements on some of those. We had a ceremony this last week where we recognized, I think, somewhere around 15 faculty that were receiving an endowed professorship or chair that came in on the campaign for the very first time. So that's an area where we're directly seeing impact. The building projects that you mentioned on campus, directly seeing impacts of those particular things. So those are the kind of tangible things. And at the end of it, when we're all done at the end of 8 years and say we raised X number of dollars, we'll actually go through and say, there's another 600 students who are here today that wouldn't have been here without these kind of dollars. There's this number of faculty that are now supported in a much different way. Those are the types of things that we're really focused on.
So you're looking also at things like retention, graduation, mm-hmm. increase in student numbers.
Absolutely. So all of those things kind of tie together. And the key thing is to find things that are going to be impactful to campus that our faculty, staff, and students say are valuable and important. The other thing is I'll use the business building as a great example. So we're building this new building for the College of Business. It's going to be a state-of-the-art facility, lots of instructional classrooms. People would say, well, you know what? I'm not in the business school, so what difference is that going to make to me? Well, what we're able to do then is take the building where business is, and the College of Arts and Sciences, Dean's Office, and three academic departments are moving in there. They're going to get better, improved space than they had before. So I can already say by building a new business building, we've impacted in a major way two colleges and several academic departments that have nothing to do with the College of Business. And so when people see these different kind of projects, there's always secondary positive effects that we wouldn't see otherwise.
Okay, before we end then, let me do a little promo here. If somebody's hearing about this program for the first time, who do they get in touch with if they want to be a part of it?
Absolutely. Just they can be in contact with the Kansas State University Foundation. Go on the webpage, and there's lots of people that they can visit with about things that they might be interested in supporting. And that's what happens. They're not going to get some pitch on the phone to send us your money right away. If somebody says, hey, I'd like to do something in the philosophy department or chemical engineering or the journalism school, what happens is there'll be a specialty person that works just with folks in that area, and they'll sit down and have a visit with people about what they want to try and accomplish and what they want to try and do. And so we need, in this day and age, we're moving as a university to private philanthropy playing a bigger role in us being able to do the things that we need to. And that means retaining and recruiting outstanding faculty and staff. It means having students that can come here, that we put financial packages together to make college affordable and accessible. It means having facilities that are what our faculty, staff, and students need to learn better, to do research, to do scholarship, to do the work that they would like to do. You add all that together, private philanthropy is going to be that margin that allows us to do those things, because we're not likely going to get it from the state of Kansas.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.